Hartford is Connecticut's first city to adopt an ordinance that'll stop vendors from selling tobacco products to anyone under 21 years old. City Council members raised the legal age from 18 to 21 on Monday. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports. Wildeliz Bermudez says that the ordinance wasn't enacted to punish youth who use nicotine. It's meant to limit their exposure to tobacco. She's a Hartford City Councilwoman.
For those who are worrying out there, oh man, now there's something else that the Hartford Police Department has to be out on the lookout to start issuing tickets or X-Y's. That's not what it's about. The intention is not to criminalize young people. The intention is to make sure that we have a safer place and a healthier place for our youth.
What's most alarming to Bermudez is that tobacco products are available in over 200 locations citywide and that kids are using them everywhere, even in schools. Vaping among high schoolers doubled between 2015 and 2017, according to a recent survey carried out by the state. The Hartford measure would also prohibit the sale of e-cigarettes to individuals under 21. Dr. Mehul Dalal represents the Connecticut Department of Health.
That could potentially have a major impact because the main source or one of the major sources for these products for the younger youth, so the 15 to 17-year-olds, are youth that are able to purchase at this point legally, the 18, 19, and 20-year-olds. That is a major source of these products for the younger youth.
Karen Cakley works with Hartford Area Youth as Director of Development for Our Piece of the Pie. That organization helps people aged 14 to 24 make the right choices for their future, which Cakley says includes advocating against tobacco use.
So there's two significant pointers or factors for us. One is, you know, your health, your physical health, and then there's also the financial impact. If you're bringing home, $1,000 to $1,200 per month, do you want to spend one-third of your resources on a habit?
Inspectors from Hartford's health department will enforce the ordinance. It'll go into effect 180 days after the initial date of passage. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.